Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
We're coming off of a three-day holiday weekend because of President's Day, and this is what members of Congress like to call a district work period. They're back home in their home states or perhaps in their home district, and in the case of the Senate Agriculture Committee, they're actually, some of them be traveling to Kansas to join up with Senator Pat Roberts for his field hearing that he's called for this week at Kansas State University in Manhattan to lay some groundwork for working on the 2018 Farm Bill. Of course, the House Ag Committee beat him to the punch this last week. So Congressman Cottaway holding a similar type hearing. Five economists appearing before the House Ag Committee, giving them a little bit of groundwork of what the agriculture economy is like as they get ready to write the next farm bill. Perhaps one thing we'll hear from Senator Roberts on Thursday is a date for a confirmation for former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be USDA Secretary. Last word we had was they were still waiting on some of the paperwork coming in, the background check from the FBI. According to Rob LaRue, NFU, National Farmers Union lobbyist, who was in Oklahoma this last weekend for the American Farmers and Ranchers Convention, he believes that Governor Perdue has the potential to be a very good U.S. Secretary of Agriculture.
I think the nominee, Governor Perdue, is there's a lot of optimism about him. Certainly has a farm background, trained as a veterinarian. I think that he's going to be able to speak the language. He's going to be open as a governor. I think that he's going to have a good set of tools to govern, you know, the massive USDA, and I think all those things coming together are going to play very well for rural America and for American farmers.
And circling back around to that field hearing plan for this Thursday by Senator Roberts, we asked Rob LaRue his thoughts, the Farmers Union thoughts, about Title I, the commodity title of the 2014 Farm Law. How has it performed?
In a lot of ways, it's fine in the basic structure, and the policies are there, with the exception maybe of dairy, which we'd like to see some big changes, and as well as cotton. But whether it's ARC or PLC, there's ways to improve that, make sure that you don't have one county different situation than a neighboring county. So there may be some tweaks to the formulas. You may look at the reference prices with PLC. But I think the basic programs that we have right now would be a strong safety net.
National Farmers Union lobbyist Rob LaRue. It's National FFA Week, and the National FFA Foundation celebrating today Give FFA Day, a day-long campaign encouraging the public to support the various needs that impact the young people that wear the blue and gold jackets. You can go to FFA.org to learn more. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus production sale.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.